SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, the broken into bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad at our bad seat, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves a spliffy of the watermelon indica in New York City, the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, directed in Travis, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do, but all my vanicum rough lights, flat party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but a mess is tied to chatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it. I think I might have caught something from Keith, there's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fry at LTN in Kansas City. Mo, a birthday roll call on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Jack Conklin, 28. The Wink Man, 29. Victor Caratini, 29. He had quite a night last night on a pre-birthday roll call. Kevin Baird, 29. Kyle Farmer, 32. Tyrus Thomas, 36. Rudy Gay, 36. D. Brown, 38. Dustin Pedroia, 39. Brett Myers, 42. Antoine Randle-Hell, 43. Jorge Posada, 51. Jim Courier, 52. Christian Laettner, 53. Ed McCaffrey, 54. Dottie Pepper, 57. John Gruden, thrown out with the garbage, 59. He's got a lot of money, though. Boog Powell, 81. Happy birthday to you. We got it all today. Afternoon day ball. Carver High is getting very excited when there's action on the base paths. Right now I'm seeing Phillies Reds scoreless in the ninth. Runner at first, two outs for the Phillies. Cubs 2-2 with the Nationals, bottom six. And the Twins lead the Royals 4-0, bottom six. We'll get you set up for Baltimore-Toronto. We'll talk about Adley Rutschman's big home run last night. Seattle and the Angels. The Mariners beat the Angels last night, 8-2. Julio Rodriguez with a big home run. San Diego and Miami getting set to go. Marlins beat the Padres 4-3 last night. Burdick with an RBI double. Phillies beat the Reds big, 11-4. Carver High raking the cash on the lion's share with the Rhys Hoskins. Not once, but twice over the wall, making money for the fans on C2C. It's a beautiful thing. Nice. Twins beat the Royals 9-0. Sonny Gray strikes out 10. Cubs beat the Nats 7-5 at 11 innings. We'll do the lion's share today, make you some money. Plus, our good buddy Coach Young will join us this very hour to talk NBA rack, everything going on around the league. Schedules released today. Rays, Yanks, 3-1 Tampa. Rosarena with a home run. The Yankees continue to lose. We got Aaron Judge on C2C today. Clay Holmes going to the IL with a bad back. White Sox over the Astros 4-3. Moncada again. Getting involved, the go-ahead hit in the eighth. That's like two nights in a row for him. Dylan Cease says the White Sox locker room is alive and kicking as Cease beats Verlander. I almost fell over. Brewers beat the Dodgers in 11 innings. Caratini with a walk-off. Joey, Ernest, and Julio Gallo with another home run for the Dodgers. Three times in four games for Gallo. Yesterday in San Diego, I called him the worst player in baseball history. I stand by that. I still believe he's the worst player in baseball history, and I still believe he gets one hit every 100 at-bats. So I'm not buying him. Tatis bobblehead night canceled in San Diego. Now there's a good idea. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline, and Mighty Air 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near T, I wanna do ya wanna. Pedro Martinez defending Tatis is laughable, and he blames baseball and the Padres. And then the Red Sox beat the Bucs 5-3. Hosmer with a big RBI single. Dennis Eckersley rips the Pirates organization. Stay in your lane, bro. Just go retire. You said you were done. You said you were finished after the season. You're making fun of the Pirates organization. That's going to get you just so many brownie points, Dennis. Go golfing or something, bro. We already know the Pirates suck, all right? Thanks for nailing it in. Kike Hernandez returns for the Red Sox. By the way, they're in last place, too. Hey, Dennis, have you checked the standings? Yeah, giant dildo. Tigers beat the Indians 4-3, Braves over the Mets 5-0. The Fisherman getting involved last night, Carver High. He pitched into the 7-3 hits, 12 strikeouts. Jesus, Olsen with a drive. Braves give Michael Harris 8 years, $72 million. The Mets call up Brett Beatty, their top prospect, a third baseman. Mike Soroka strikes out 8 of the first 9 batters in a rehab start for the Braves. Cards beat the Rockies. And the Rangers today got done with their business. Remember, they fired Woodward. Now they fire their GM and president, John Daniels. What's next? The hot dog vendors? A's beat the Rangers 5-1. They call up their top prospect, Shea Langeliers. He was the MVP in a Futures game. He had a big double in his first at bat. A's release Elvis Andrus. He complained about playing time. They cut him. A's shut down Paul Blackburn for the rest of the season. Giants beat the D-backs. Brandon Crawford with a walk-off. Mike DeCourcy joins us today from the Sporting News, per usual. Plus, our boy, Joe Pisapia from Fantasy Sports Today. On Sunday mornings on Sports Grid, we'll talk baseball with him. Also, his fantasy black book on fantasy football. He's ready. We'll talk a little football with him as well. Joe getting involved with the pigskin now. We got today in Carver High history. All of tonight's games. We'll get into that. There's negotiations going on between the NFL and the PA over Deshaun Watson. We got Aaron Rodgers on the show today. How about Mecole Hardman carted off at practice? Derwin James, a fat deal. Joe Burrow, not worried about his contract situation. Cousins is back. We got all your NFL news and everything else today on Post-Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, I know everybody needs to get on the BetMGM app. You got to do it because you bet $10 on any MLB game and you get $200 if either team hits a home run. Use the bonus code MLBHR2022. This is the greatest thing ever. Get the app. You're going to love it. Then you bet $10 on a game in baseball, $200 if either team hits a homer. Bonus code MLBHR2022, and you're good to go. And you are going to go off on this app. You're going to fall in love with it. So I've already lost today on the Reds. They yes. burned me in that 1-0 job on the Phillies. And I know that the Orioles and Jays are underway now. And I just wanted to say I took the Orioles today in Toronto at Rogers.
Yeah, I was going to let you know they just threw first pitch. But that doesn't mean that if you want to get involved, you can't. Of course, the lines are still pretty much right at the pregame, Scotty. Minus 165 for the Jays, plus 140 for the Orioles right now. 8.5 total as the Orioles look for the sweep this afternoon, Scotty, up at Rogers.
Yeah, I took the O's, and, you know, they're underway. We'll see what they do. You know, Vladdy had it going last night, and they were rocking and rolling. I still like this Oriole team down the stretch, though, to see if they can get in. I think it'd be cool if they did.
It absolutely would, no question about that. How about last night, Scotty? How did they beat the Blue Jays? They got down early. Vladdy hit that home run in the first inning, his 25th of the season. Then a little back-to-back from the Orioles got them going. First, Cedric Mullins, and then rookie Adley Rutschman, Scotty, on Masson.
Rutschman golfs one to right field. This is way back, and this game is tied. Oh, what a shot over the Blue Jays bullpen. Adley Rutschman and Cedric Mullins go back to back. And the O's square the score in Toronto.
That kid can flat out play. There's no doubt about it. I got burned on that game last night for sure. I was big on the Jays and Manoah. It didn't happen.
We have two other games that are going to be starting at the top of the hour. We will start with the Mariners and the Angels. Mariners will be looking for the sweep. We'll tell you why in a moment. Kirby's Dreamland going for Seattle today, Scotty. George Kirby against Toussaint for the Angels. The Mariners are minus 175. Angels plus $1.45. Total 8.5 on BetMGM.
I'm still on Kirby and Seattle here, as I have been in the other games of the series, and they've won all of them. see if they can sweep them tonight. Today, all I know is Toussaint, you know, his numbers are deceiving. He's pitched 13 innings. So I'm not getting all excited because the guy's 1-0 with a 2-7. I don't buy it. At least Kirby has got work in to get his 3-3, and he's thrown over 85 innings, 120 whip. I'm going to go Seattle and Kirby, and I'm going to keep it under today.
Last night for the Mariners, Scotty, another good outing from Robbie Ray. By the way, cashed the over on the K-prop, as we will talk about in a couple of minutes. We did a lot of cashing the over on the K-props last night. Little icing on the cake in the ninth inning for the Mariners, courtesy of Julio Rodriguez, Scotty, on Root Sports. The soul man taking us in.
Two out, a runner on. Hit it hard. Right field. Deep. And it is a home run for Julio. A two-run shot with two outs, and it takes the lead to 8-2.
Your boy, the soul man, getting all worked up. I love it. Seattle's still playing tough ball. This kid back in the lineup now. That's all that matters. It's like watching young Alex Rodriguez all over again, isn't it?
It certainly is. Seattle, Julio Rodriguez, good to have him back. Good call by the soul man there on Root Sports. And another team, Scotty, shockingly looking for a sweep coming up at 4 o'clock Eastern. The Marlins, the Padres, have gone down to South Beach, and they have lost a couple games in a row. They try to salvage a game with Mike Clevinger late this afternoon. Pablo Lopez goes for the fish, Scotty. Padres minus 155. Plus 125 for the Marlins, total of 7.
I mean, I'm going to go Lopez here to finish off with the brooms with his 3.5 ERA, 7-7.
Wow.
He's got 130 innings of work. Clevinger's decent, no doubt, 4-4. I'm going to go over here and Marlins.
Over and the Marlins. Last night, we know how starved the Marlins have been for offense. About a week, 10 days ago, Scotty, they called up one of their big prospects, Peyton Burdick, outfielder. He contributed last night, RBI double on Valley Sports Florida.
That is a fair ball down the line. Toward the corner, Burdick on his way to second with an RBI double. Fortes scores and the Marlins take a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, I cannot believe it's inexplicable what I'm watching, that the Padres can't beat the Marlins. I mean, honest to Christ. You know, it's one thing that the Dodgers backdoor you and park the garage, you know, with trucks in it and everything else. I mean, they got everything in there. The snowblower, they got the, you know, the generator. They're parking everything in the garage. But to go to Miami and get beat up by the Marlins is really all you need to know. Like, can you believe that people still think they're going to win the World Series? I mean, honestly, like, you can't beat the Marlins, but you're going to win the World Series. Okay, whatever.
And I think that last night was the first time in 16 games, Scotty, that the Marlins went over their team total. Like, they've been scoring, like, 1, 2, or 3 runs every night. They finally cracked a quad last night, picking up 4 runs against the Padres to look for the sweep at the top of the hour. The Padres, Scotty, do go home to a bit of a soft landing. They have the Nationals again this weekend for 4 games out at Petco.
Sweep.
So, I mean, that's if there's ever any way that you can get yourself a little right, it's having the Nationals come into town for 4 games, that's for sure. All right, we already said that the Reds, unfortunately, Scotty, cost us a ticket this afternoon. They walked it off on the Phillies, a 1-0 win. Your boy Barrero with the walk-off hit for the Reds earlier this afternoon off of Sir Anthony Dominguez. Last night, Scotty, why do we play a highlight from last night's game?
Ding,
because we
ding.
Rang the bell on the lion's share with Rhys Hoskins. Ding, not one, but ding. 2 home runs. Here's the first one on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Nice call.
Fly ball, right field. That's well hit. Aquino's going back to the wall. It is gone! A 3-run opposite field home run for Rhys Hoskins. And he has just turned this game around. It's a 5-3 Phillies lead.
Carver High knows how to pick them. I'll tell you what, that was a great call. And I don't care if it's him, me, if a poodle picks it. If you're on coast to coast and we're hitting props, home run props for that kind of price, I'm just happy no matter what. I'm always saying that. I hope you hit the bets. I hope I hit the bets. I hope somebody hits the bets, because all I want to do is take from the hizzy.
And I did tell you also when we were talking about Hoskins yesterday that I was going to go back to the well with Castellanos last night. And sure enough, he got me one, too. So Castellanos went yard against his old team. That was
and
a really
Olsen,
good price
threw
for
him
me.
In there, too.
Well, we threw Olsen in as well. So we're going to count that one also for ringing the bell.
We're going to count all
like
of them.
Day late. Day late, dollar short with a Rosarena. I mean, the guy was plus 600 the night before. Of course, last night he's got to go out in the first inning and hit a homer off of Cortez. The Twins beat the Royals 9-0 last night. The Twins are beating the Royals again 4-0 this afternoon. Sonny Gray had 10 strikeouts for them last night. The Cubs have a 3-2 lead on the Nationals right now in the seventh. They beat the Nats 7-5 in 11 last night. We will come back, Scotty, with the lion's share. Get ourselves some more props.
I'm ready.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, so The Lion's Share, after last night, I mean, honestly, it was like we were raking bunkers at Augusta. We had so much money coming in between your Reese Hoskins and all of our strikeouts and game props. I mean, my God, it's ridiculous. You remember there was a time, Carver High, when they said, you know, we're going to put someone in there every day with you. And we're like, yeah, thanks. We're all right. I think we'll be all right with the four engines down in the water in the boat. I think we'll be able to cruise the lagoon for chicks and bikinis. We don't need an extra guy on the boat to make people money. Thanks so much for thinking of us, though.
Yeah, might have to add another engine or two by the time football season comes around. We're going to have to add maybe even a second boat. We're going to need like a boat house.
And a cooler, and a refrigeration system.
Definitely need a cooler. We always need that. Really good night with the strikeouts last night. The only guy that let us down, Scotty, was Verlander. Yeah, he did not get over the 6.5. But other than that, Cortez stayed under. C stayed under for you. Robbie Ray went over. Merrill Lynch, Kelly cashed again for the sixth straight start. I mean, they got to up his total. Keep giving Merrill Lynch Kelly 4.5 every start. We'll keep taking it here on the Lion's Share.
Honestly, it really is amazing to me, because you know that I was never really a prop guy, right? I was just straight money line, spreads, totals. I don't even get into. I'm trying to win bets over here. And then you got me going with all your golf problems. And then the next thing you know, you got me going on these prop bets. And I have made a small fortune on prop betting now. I don't even care who wins the game anymore. I care about these G-damn prop bets we do. You put all these out every day, and I'm sitting here making all kinds of stacks. Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance.
This is pretty much all I do every night. I don't even play sides or totals anymore. I'm just in on the props in Major League Baseball. All right, let's do it. The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. The strikeouts for tonight, Scotty. Who else has been very good to us? Max Scherzer has, since he's come off the IL back about 5-6 weeks ago. 7.5 again for Scherzer tonight. -110 to the over, -125, now -140 to the over for Scherzer, actually. He is under in three of his last four, the 7.5, Scotty, but the over was 11 that he had against the Braves last week at Citi Field. And look, and you know the deal tonight. The Mets have lost the last two nights down in Atlanta. Here, why did you give Max Scherzer $40-plus million? To be a stopper when things aren't going good, you want him on the mound. Over 7.5 for Scherzer tonight. I think he shuts down the Braves, Scotty.
Yeah, listen, I'm on him. He's my number one play on ForellOnABench.com for a reason, because every time he goes out, he does something spectacular. And much like Strider did, even the Fisherman Morton did, I think it's Scherzer's turn to stop the bleeding a little bit down in Hot Town. I'm with you. He'll win, and I'm over.
Next, we will go back to Tony Gonsolin, who has also been pretty good to us. 5.5 for Gonsolin tonight. He is in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Plus 105 to the over, minus 155 to the under. Tony is over in three of his last five starts. I think he could squeak it by. He didn't get over the last one for his guy, but I think he could squeak it by over 5.5 tonight in Milwaukee.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this guy, when are people going to respect what he's done? It's amazing to me that we keep, like, ignoring Gonsolin and Anderson. I think this is easy money again tonight. I'm going with it. Not only are they going to win, I'm going to go over here, too.
There you go. Another guy who's been good to us, just like Merrill Kelly, it seems like you get the same number every start, is Framber Valdez of the Astros, Scotty. 5.5 again for him tonight, minus 135 to the over, minus 105 to the under. He's over 5.5 in four of his last five starts. It actually extends even further than that. The numbers are very juicy. Over again tonight for Valdez against the White Sox.
I have to tell you, when I saw this, I am literally licking my chops. It's like having somebody pay your tab at the steakhouse and you just want to eat even more. Valdez, 11-4, 273, 142 innings. All the guy does is win. He's going to beat Kopech, who's turned into a loser. Not only will he beat him, he's going over as well. I can't believe the numbers where it's at, honestly. I don't know where they come up with this stuff.
And look, we run up a pretty high bill at the steakhouse. So, yes, we need to be able to pay that up because the bill usually gets pretty high because you like to get all that shrimp that they bring out before the steak
oysters,
even comes. You
got
to make sure you get the oysters, the shrimp, all that stuff. You just
muscles.
Fill the table. Finally, we will
hey,
go
how
to
about the cheese bread, the cheese
the
garlic
cheese bread.
You
yes.
get that going.
Yeah, a little gorgonzola in there.
Bacon,
too,
little slabs of bacon.
Yeah, slabs of bacon, too. Everything's good. You don't even want to eat the steak by the time it comes out, but you do anyway. Carlos Rodon, we'll finish off with him. He's 7.5 once again, Scotty, but I'm not getting fooled anymore. He's under 7.5 in four of his last six. I will say he had 10 last time he faced the Diamondbacks, which was on July 26th, had 7 in another start earlier this year. I'm going under tonight. This is my under minus 130 for Rodon against the D-backs.
Yeah, I'll go under with you at that number, but I think they still win because they're hot all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What is it, 5? So this is going to be real sketchy as a better to sit there and suffer through this guy because he's done it all, right? 11-6 and 295. You're talking about he's at 134 innings already. He has had masterful work this year. He's gotten us a lot of money, betting on the over. We're taking a roll the dice approach here. Don't roll a 7. Let's keep it under, though. That would be nice. I'm not talking about 7s in strikeouts. I'm talking about craps.
Yes. Yes, never want to roll the 7 when you're rolling the dice on the crap table, that is for sure. All right, it is tater time, Scotty. And the theme for tater time tonight is we have a couple of guys who usually ring the bell but have kind of not over the last few days. That includes Judge. Yes, he hasn't homered since that Friday night game in Boston against the Red Sox. The Yankees are starved. And this is the one guy, honestly, Scotty, you can't even get mad at him. Like when last night he comes up in the 8th inning, a man on, you want him to do something. Like he's done so much. Plus 180 for Judge tonight. He usually doesn't go this long this season without hitting home runs. He gets back in the ledger tonight.
God, I hope you're right. But I thought that last night he looked terrible on that backdoor slider he got burned on looking. I just did not think he had good at-bats. They're not scoring runs. They're not hitting the ball. They're playing terrible defensively. They've lost, 11 of 13 now? It's embarrassing. I'm going to say no, although you know I'll be rooting for him to hit one for you.
No, I understand. And how the offense goes, he goes. But remember, Kluber tonight, think that a soft tosser like him, Judge might be able to get a hold of one and take care of business. Let's go to the polar bear next, Scotty, down in Atlanta. We mentioned Scherzer. We want to see him step up after the Mets lose 2 in a row. Been a little while for Pete now here with the long ball as well. And Odorizzi's going for the Braves tonight. Gives up a lot of home runs in his career, Scotty. Plus 210 for the polar bear tonight in Atlanta.
I'm with you there. This guy, it's every few days when he steps up. And if they're going to win that game tonight for Scherzer, they got to swing the bats. I'm all in on Alonso, the polar bear, Jack's one. Why not?
Next, I'm going to go to Corey Seager. He also hasn't had one in a little bit. This, usually earlier in the year, had been hitting the A's very well. We saw the carnage down there. They fired the manager the other day. They fired the general manager and the president this afternoon, John Daniels. Seager tonight plus 250. I'm taking a shot with him, Scotty.
I like that bet, and I like him to win, too. So, yeah, I'm going to go with you on Seager tonight in Arlington. And I don't care that they fired everybody. Maybe that's like blowing your nose. You feel better. I think the whole team might go out and play better.
And this other one, I am not taking a shot on a guy who's been struggling. I'm taking a shot on a guy who has been hot. Freddie Freeman, bunch of hits over the last week, Scotty, including a homer in Milwaukee the other night. And you're giving me plus 400 again for Freeman tonight in Milwaukee against Lauer. I'm taking it. Let's hope Freddie keeps raking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the Dodgers. I think Lauer's difficult to hit home runs against. I mean, the guy's been really good. He's 8-4, a 3-6. He's got over 118 innings. I'm going to say no, but I still like the Dodgers tonight. And it's not going to be easy because the Brewers are tough in Brewtown.
Next, game props to finish us up here. I'm going to go to Cleveland and the Tigers tonight, the guards. We've got my pal Cal Quantrill on the hill for Cleveland. Norris is going for Detroit. Maybe it's gas can night here in Cleveland. How about both teams to score three or more runs tonight at plus 145? Good plus money. Both teams, Cleveland and the Tigers, score three or more runs, plus 145.
I think that's a beautiful bet. I mean, both of these guys' ERAs are well over that. I mean, Norris is almost six runs a game. And your boy Quantrill, although he's been really good at 95, he gives up four runs a game. So I'm with you. Yeah, I'll go there.
Next one, our under for tonight. An under in the first five innings between the Astros and the White Sox. The fireworks in this series so far, Scotty, have been late in the game. We've seen some slow starts. We've got Valdez, who we just talked about, very good. Yes, Kopech hasn't been great either. I'm looking for him to at least get through the first few innings. Minus 110, under four in the first five.
I think the key to this is Kopech. Is he going to hold down the Astros? The White Sox have been winning. The Astros have not. I think you're right. They're having trouble in Chicago. They don't score runs. This is a good bet. I'll go with you there.
And finally, Cardinals to win tonight and over 6.5 runs scored in the game against the Rockies. I just missed it last night. I lowered it to 6.5 plus 155. Let's go.
Boom, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, our NBA insider, Coach Young, joins us now on Coast to Coast. And there's a lot to talk about. Why don't we start with LeBron's extension and the 97 mil. Two more years, what will he be, 40 at that point? Or is this an extension on years he already has left?
He's got 1 year left, and it's a two-year extension. Looks like it's a player option for 24-25. Why is that significant, folks? Bronny James comes into the league in 2024. So maybe LeBron opts out, but this is definitely the way this lines us up is this makes the Lakers have to make moves because he can get out of there in a year after the 23-24 season. If things don't go well, he could be gone. Look for the Lakers now to start to push their chips to the middle of the table, whatever chips they got. I mean, those may be, you know, checkerboard chips that they're going to try to push to the middle of the table. Whatever chips they got, you better start pushing to the table. Otherwise, LeBron is gone after 23-24. He'll opt out.
So I watched his kid play in Paris the other day. I don't know if you caught that game. There were times when he looked good throwing down dunks, and obviously that's what they run on, you know, television. Everybody on ESPN likes to show him dunking. But, you know, I saw him missing several drive layup kisses off the glass where he didn't even hit the rim. I saw him miss several threes, just flat out bricks. And then there was a report that he was going to go to Oregon, which his father refuted. If you could give me what you think of his game, I'd appreciate it. And he's still got another year. Carver High and I think he should go play college ball, at least one and done. And I said he should go to UCLA. I mean, if he's already an L.A. boy and they want you to play at Pauley Pavilion for Mick Cronin, don't you just go right through the door?
I mean, playing right there will put him right next to his dad with his eyes on him all the time. Listen, you know, this is partially about NIL money. Listen, he's number 38 in the draft board, and I'm sorry, in the top, 100 for ESPN class of 2023. We're not talking like DJ Wagner good. I mean, he's good. He's gotten better. But with all the pub and with LeBron talking on him, Pharrell, he's only moved up like four or five spots. He hasn't taken that huge leap into the top 20, top 25 players. But I will say this, if he's anywhere good this year, you know for damn sure he'll be in the McDonald's All-American game, he'll be in the Jordan Brand Classic, because for that, for everybody about Bronny, this is about what can he do with his legacy. Game-wise, different for Al, only 6'3", 180, doesn't have the height. The height is with the younger brother. I think he's about 6'5". So Bronny's still got a little ways to go. Look at him as more of a combo, more of a point guard at the next level.
So the NBA schedule released today. What did you like about it?
I liked about it is right off the bat, you're going to be seeing some big-time rivalries. Opening night, you got the Sixers heading to Boston. Let's see what happens there as the Boston Celtics are the defending Eastern Conference champions. Followed by, of course, LeBron and the Lakers going to Golden State for the ring ceremony for the Warriors. So that's the TNT doubleheader opening night. Next night, ESPN will have the Knicks going to Memphis, and then another big matchup of Dallas at Phoenix. So you got some nice matchups there early on the first week. But another intriguing one, Pharrell. Opening night, Zion Pelicans to Brooklyn to play, whether it's KD, Kyrie, Nash, Marked, some, all, none, whatever. They go play there. But the one thing I keep going back in my head is I keep thinking, for all, maybe I'm crazy. I think the Pelicans are a good play to line up to maybe trade for, Kevin Durant, being that they have the young superstar and Brandon Ingram. They got draft picks. They got other young pieces that they can move. And you can slide KD right to that small forward spot. I'm telling you, don't sleep on the Pelicans maybe making a move.
So they've already said that they won't trade Brandon Ingram for Durant. Are you buying that?
Hell no. I'm not. Because if this is your chance and this is your window, you're going to go for it. You're going to go for it right now. And you could swap those guys. And I don't think you have to give up a ton more because of how good Brandon Ingram has been. I think there's a lot of smokescreen going on, Pharrell. I think there's smokescreen with the Durant stuff. I think there's smokescreen with the Donovan Mitchell stuff. This is all smokescreens. At the end of the day, do the Nets want to walk into training camp with that circus? I don't care what anybody says. It makes no sense to bring these guys in. They got to move them, and they got to move them fast.
All right, so the situation has been so bizarre this summer in Brooklyn. How do you think they've played it with their, if you will, patience on waiting for the right type of deal? Because everyone thought when he said he wanted to be traded, it would happen with immediacy. And then there was talk of, Miami, Boston, Toronto. Then we waited for that. That never happened. Then you got to the phase of him going to London or whatever and threatening Joe Tsai with ultimatums, fire, Marks, and Nash. It's either me or them. And still, no trade. Talk to me about the patience that they are basically effing with Durant. I think the Nets brass are effing with him.
They are, but it also could be maybe no one is giving them what they want. Let's be honest, Pharrell. When the Rudy Gobert trade happened with Utah and the number of picks they got, and I still think that Minnesota gave up way too much for, the big Eiffel Tower, I think this has triggered teams really asking for the moon in these trades. And if you're Brooklyn, he's got 3 or 4 years left on his deal. You know what, KD? You don't like it. Keep your ass at home. Don't play. We just won't pay you. But the thing about KD is this, and I don't want people to come out here saying, oh, Kevin Durant, he'll retire before. No. Kevin Durant ain't stupid. Kevin Durant does like the hoop. He's a little crazy, but he likes the ball. I think, if anything, Brooklyn is holding on tight. They're trying to get more to get the trade. I mean, how about now all of a sudden in the last week, now he wants to go back into Philadelphia and he wants to play with James Harden now. So to me, it's just all about like things getting leaked as a way to try to drum up interest so someone can pay the Nets what they want to move Kevin Durant.
You don't buy that he's going to Philly.
No. That's why I keep bringing up the Pelicans, because if you think about it, Pharrell, talk about the teams that they want him to go to. Miami, Eastern Conference. Nope, they don't want to do that. They don't want to see him go win there. Boston, Eastern Conference, in the division. Nope, you don't want to do that. Toronto, Eastern Conference. The only team that they've talked about on the West a little bit, let's be honest, was Phoenix, but they can't make the move because they can't move Ayton unless they start moving all the other young players, and they won't do that. And now the Pelicans are on the radar a little bit. I think if I'm the Nets, if I ship them, I wasn't going to ship them to Sacramento and go let them go play out there. But when push comes to shove, it's better for them to ship him West so that if he does win a ring, he doesn't have to come through with the Eastern Conference in the playoffs.
Wouldn't
it be great? Oh, it'd be great. It'd be outstanding. I mean, it's like sending him to Siberia. You know what I mean? Go play in Sacramento when no one cares about basketball.
Right. That's like getting, I said yesterday, sent to San Quentin.
San Quentin may be a medium security prison, compared to going to Sacramento playing for them.
Hey, the San Quentin team can beat the Kings in a best of five easily on the outdoor courts in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
They can beat them
on the court and off the court. Yeah, definitely off the court, they're going to beat them. On the court, they may push them around too because, I don't think the Kings got that many tough guys, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, so I don't even want to talk about Kyrie Irving. Talk to me about Spida and the latest talk that they've, kickstarted those conversations again between the Jazz and Knicks.
The Jazz are hoping to God that the Knicks panic. And the Knicks panic by giving away way too much. Remember, they have up to 8 first-round picks that they can move. They got a lot of young assets, maybe not R.J. Barrett, Quentin Grimes, Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickly, Miles McBride. They got young assets that they can move and a trove of picks. I think this comes down to the picks. The Knicks are saying this. We can't give you all the players, our young guys, and all our picks. You got to take one or the other. So I think now the talk about Washington or maybe Charlotte, how does Charlotte line up with this? What are you going to trade? LaMelo Ball? No. Who else is on that team at trade? Bridges? Well, he's got his own problems to deal with, so I don't think you want a piece of that guy right now. Mason Plumlee? I don't think so. P.J. Washington? No. So even Washington, that makes a little bit of sense for Spider, but to me, they're more in trying to maybe get into the Durant sweepstakes. Remember, he's from the area. So to me, this is a staring contest between Danny Ainge and, the Knicks brass, and let's see who blinks first.
So I know that the Knicks will be in Utah November 15th. That game's going to be on TNT, and the Jazz come to the Garden February 11th, 2 days after the trade deadline, as if that has anything to do with it. Did you see those 5 Christmas Day games, including the Bucks and Celtics? And the Bucks will have Middleton this time, as opposed to in the playoffs when they didn't have him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great lineup. I mean, first things first, is there a team that's talked more junk in the last 6 months than the Memphis Grizzlies? I mean, whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. All right, here you go. They're coming back to town. Let's see what you got. You're talking all this junk. And I guarantee you the Warriors have that game circled. But other games are good. Dallas Lakers, great matchup. Denver, let's see what Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. I expect a big takeoff in the game of Bones Highland versus a Phoenix team that choked in the playoffs. New York, Philadelphia, always intriguing because they like to get New York in that matchup. but Boston-Milwaukee. That is the matchup, Pharrell, of the day. And you got a Milwaukee team, hint, hint, I like Giannis to win the MVP. He's going to be gunning for that matchup. Look for a huge performance out of Giannis in the Milwaukee Bucks.
Would they ever, going back to KD, when you talk about like the Nuggets, they're playing the nightcap on Christmas Day. Would they ever get involved in Durant with all the pieces that they have on that team? Imagine what they would be like if they had that guy.
Well, I mean, it would have to depend on who you have to move. That would have to be centered about probably Michael Porter Jr. and Bones Highland. But those are two young pieces. The problem, Pharrell, with Porter Jr. is, dang, he's always hurt. He had the back problems at Missouri. He missed most of this past year. He missed his rookie year. Do you take a chance on him? But that is an intriguing package of Porter Jr., Bones Highland, and you can throw some picks in there.
Yeah, so that game that you're talking about with the Grizzlies, they're going to get whacked in that game on Christmas Day. That's going to be a bloodletting.
Listen, people are slipping on this team. I'm telling you now, look at BetMGM, over 52.5 wins for the Warriors. I think they go over. Listen, Wiseman, the development of Kuminga, Clay will be better. This will be, I'm not saying they're going to repeat, but I think they get over 52.5 wins this year.
So you gave me this list. Is that the 10 best players in the league with Giannis being number one? Is that what that was?
That's the 10 best. I think they're overrating some guys like LeBron, but you got to say that he's the best.
I'm surprised they didn't put Bronny on the list.
You should be on the list.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High. The Cubs still up on the Nats. Bottom nine in D.C., 3-2. Twins, 4-0 in the ninth on top of the Royals. Royals one out in the ninth, down to their last couple outs. O's and J's scoreless in the fourth, and we gave you that Reds win over the Phillies with the walk-off. The other games are getting set to go. That Mariners, Angels we discussed, Padres, Marlins as well. Lots of day ball today, and these games are interesting. Cubs need to finish them off, and then San Diego's probably lying in the weeds when they fly home, knowing that they can play the Nats and get right back on the rails.
That is very true. The Nationals, like we said earlier, are going to head out west to Petco to start four games with the Padres tomorrow night. The Cubs, actually, Scotty, are going to stay in the D.C., Maryland, Baltimore area. They have a makeup game with the Orioles tomorrow afternoon. So the Orioles got to go home after this game with Toronto, play one game with the Cubbies at Camden. So we will have that cooking tomorrow during Coast to Coast. Nothing going on with the Orioles yet today. Scoreless in the fourth, only one hit between the two teams, Scotty. So slow start in Toronto between those two teams. We will come back, and at the top of the hour, we're going to get into the Yankees' loss last night, and then I'm going to update you on several changes to the Yankee roster heading into tonight in the Bronx. A lot of people have been clamoring, Scotty, for a couple of the younger Yankees down in the farm system to play. Well, you're going to see a couple of them in the lineup tonight. Some guys heading out, some new guys heading in. Clay Holmes to the IL. We got Marinaccio coming back to replace him. I'll tell you everything else when we come back.
Yeah, Holmes has just been absolutely dreadful every time he's pitched lately, to the point of I was ready a week ago to put Chapman back in as the closer, because Chapman has found his stuff again, and Holmes, it's deserted him.